First time this journey, I want you to base Davis 8th option level of December 16th, 1975. Continued.
Like it's in the Bible, what's the reason of Bishamai? So one man Doma says, because of his special guest, of course, Rove says this is the town of Bishamai. But Bisilal, I mean, in all the Tanoim, do not agree with Bishamai Slav. So how, what kind of a territory is it? Now, I think that Pshat Mitzvah is something else. Pshat Mitzvah is something else. It's all right. Enoch Named, the one who put him in the brackets, all of it, Medvushi Achim, he probably understood the taste is the way Rabbi Yochanan understood. But that's not part and parcel of his solution. Now, what happened here? He said, Bo Ruben Vikicho Chutzmishim. Chutzmishim. So that means she is Mukadeshes. Vis a vis the whole world. But vis a vis, Shimon. Relative to Shimon, she's not Mekadeshes. Relative to Shimon, so she's a Pnoi. So she's a Pnoi. So that means that only relative to Shimon she's a Pnoi. But relative to every other person, other than Shimon, she's an Ishishish. So Mimele, relative to Levi, she's an Ishishish. Only relative to Shimon. Relative to Shimon, she's not an Ishishish, she's a Pnoi. But relative to any person other than Shimon, she's an Ishishish. So relative to Levi, even when Shimon dies, so Mimele, so she's an Ishishish relative to Levi. So if relative to Levi she's an Ishishish, so relative to Levi she's not Ishishimet. Relative to Shimon himself, she's a Pnuye, but relative to Levi, she's an Ishishish. She is a Shuvay. So relative to Levi, she's not Eisha Shimon. She's Eisha Shimon. Relative to Shimon, she's Eisha Shimon, right? Because he made a Shio in respect to Shimon. But relative to Levi, so she's an Ishishish. And so if she's Eishes Reuven relative to Levi, she's not Eishes Shimon relative to Levi. I mean, one excludes the other. So Mimele, if she's Eishes Reuven relative to Levi, so Mimele she's not Eishes Ochiv. So how can there be a mitzvah of him? You have to be Miyav Eishes Ochiv. She's not Eishes Ochiv relative to Levi. She has never been Shimon's wife. Relative to Shimon himself, she is Shimon's wife. But relative to Levi, she has been Reuven's wife and only Reuven's wife. So she's not a Ishes Ochim. I mean, yeah, I understand that it's hard to conceive a theory of relativity, but there is a theory of relativity here. In other words, because if the Shio is effective, so that means that she's an Eishes Reuven vis-a-vis the whole world, including Levi too. But there is one exception, Shimon. But whether there is a mitzvah Yivam or not by Levi has to be determined from the point of view of Levi, not from the point of view of Shimon. And from the point of view of Levi, she's Eishes Reuven, she's not Eishes Shimon. From the point of view of Shimon, she's Eishes Shimon. But from the point of view of Levi, she is his Ruve. So, whom can he be Miyam? He cannot be Miyam. She's not his Ochi. So it has nothing to do with the Womdes of Bishamai. In the Womdes of Bishamai, she is his Ochi. But because of Yisachar or Yisair, the Yisair is his Ach of his Ochi. He's not incumbent. But here, she's not his Ochi. I think that's the right Pshat and Tesis. ויש למדו להתחיל לגבי אישס המייס דכבור נסחו. You see, so the point is everyone understands the Teisves the way Rabbi Yochanan understood it. Why? Because of the expression in the brackets. So the one who put in the bracket, the words in the brackets, all right, he probably understood that way, but that's not part and parcel of Teisves Losh. ומחושב והוא מקמית ומיו יהיה אישה שני מייסים דרייס כמה שממגרש ליס נהוכה Eishes Beis Meisim, Meshebo Ruven Bikisha Chutz Mishimen, Vilei Vyochi. ובושים הם כי שסתם אומץ, אוי בעניין שומע רבי יחל פרקאים, לא פרקאים כינטוף, כי קוף טייסים, ומשכחס, והן המצורסו, ומי הוא, בפרק גימו, ואיס משהו לי ששני מייסים זה רבונון, ושום מפורש, ובשם ובשם גר יש פורך לו, מוסר מבחנים בשם רפינחוס, לאיס נתזי נושים כרבלזר, ומשנו, משנה את המון עתירו שלו, הוכה הוא הסולוף, ופירש רבין יצחוק, תמון עתירו סולוף משנו שם מסים לאתו לסיום, כשיום אז משנו ניסה שבוטולו, בשמודום אלו בתירו שאו סולוף, אבל יש איש איש, הוא ייסה תולו בנגרש, שירצי יתרנו ליעבים, כנשיום סוחי, שנוסו, הוא לא אוכל לטון אלו, ולטום אלו, לפי שמיד המגרש לעתירו, I apologize, I cannot discuss the end of this thesis, because I have an appointment in Loyola, is very important for the yeshiva, so we'll proceed with this discussion.
Body Yeshua Nivamos Yudal Tev Zahitov Shinlam Lvov, December 16th, 1975.
The Tev says, now, I think that this is the right shot in Tev. Not only that, from the Roshin of the Rosh, Tesis Rosh, it's Mamesh Mivua. The Tesis doesn't mean Vitrimali Gabeishis Ameis, the Chvon Esro, because of Inisachar Lisea. But since there is a Shiro, so he says Ruvein was Mikabeish, Yisho, Chutz Vishime. So the only one in respect to whom there was a Shiro, Ishime. But in respect to everybody else, she is a Ishes Ruvi. So Mimele vis-a-vis Levi, so she is a Ishes Ruvi, she is not Ishes Ochiv Shimon, even though vis-a-vis Shimon himself, so she is Mikudeshes. But that's only vis-a-vis Shimon, but not vis-a-vis Levi. So when is there, when Abisil Chilikam Bishamai, when she is an Ishesach, but there is no Yisar of Ishesach. So, but in this case, vis-a-vis Levi, she is not an Ishesh Shimon altogether. The Lashon of the Tesis Rosh is like that. ויש לימא, כיוון דאישי שמן לא יהווה לגבי אוכל, אישי שיש, מכי הקדושן, דידי שכבונס עולם כי יחובו להקרינה בי לגבי אוכל ויש סמס, כיוון שהוא יישא אישי שיש כדי ששמן, וחשיב הערבו במוקי מצווה וליפות רוצרוס. עוד הצרוס. Right, now, Tesa says, ובירשלם ובירשם גרש פורך לו מוסיף רב חנין בשביל רב פינחס ליס נתזי נושי כרב אלעזר ומשנה תמון עתירו אוסרולו הוכה הוא אוסרולו ופירש רב ניצחוק תמון עתירו אוסרולו ומשנוס המייס אם הוא היתר ליס יבן כשיומוס מפני שניסה שבו תולו בשמודו מלו בתירה שאוסרולו אבל איש אישיש, או איש עתול במגרש, שמיוצי יתרנו ליובום, כדש יום סוחב שנוסו, או הוכה ליתון אלוהו, לידום אלוהו, לבשב יד המגרש להתיר. Now, the מפורשים of the Yerushalmi, so they explain they apply the Yerushalmi to a case of chutz. But the Yerushalmi doesn't spell out chutz. Now, if we say that the Yerushalmi has reference to the case of chutz, then I'll have to say that the Yerushalmi is chilik on the Bavli, because the Bavli says, in so many words, that by chutz, so if he says, and then she gets married to a certain person, so then it's nisreik no ishes. So that's the reason as to why Teisves, as the kashe, only in connection with Almanas. Harizi Gitech Almanas of Nosili Plain. So, Vinises, so he says, Harizi Gitech Almanas of the Nosili Shimen, and then and then she was Nises Leruvei, so Leruven she was allowed to get married, Umeis, so then she fell before Shimen, and vis-a-vis Shimen, so she cannot be Misyavemes to Shimen, because then it will be determined retroactively that she is an Eish Shish. So Viteres also the Thesis Kash. Now, so if we say, why does Thesis ask in connection with Almenas, not in connection with Chutz? Because the Gemara in Gittin says that by Chutz, if she gets married, so it's Nisrek no Ishes. So Memela, she is not an Eish Shish. So only by Almenas, the Kasha can only be raised in connection with Almenas. Now, there's some of the Neforshim of the Yerushalmi apply the Yerushalmi to Chutz, so then we'll have to say that the Yerushalmi is Chilik and our Gemara, and that's not Mistaber that the Yerushalmi is Chilik and our Gemara. So, Mimele, we have to apply the Yerushalmi also to Almenas, not to Chutz. So what is the Teretz? So the Yerushalmi gives the Teretz, Tamon Atir Osholo, Hochehu Osholo. So Mele, she cannot patter the tzor. So the Ri explains it that when can a nervo patter the tzor where it's not the yodei to remove the Israel? Let's say Zachis Isha. It's not the yodei to remove the Israel. The only thing that is the yodei is to kill the wife, so then there won't be any Zachis Isha. That's not considered the yodei. So, but over here it's the yodei. Why is it the yodei? Lifishim yadam garish latiro. Now he said, Hariat migdere, Hariat migureshes, al menash to the nosil plain. Nosil plain. Chutz plain, but chutz plain is so then it will be contrary to our Gemara. So al menash to the nosil plain. And when he says, Li ochiv shall plain. And then the ochiv shall plain died, and she was nifelet before the plain. Before the plane. So here, she doesn't answer the tzore. Why doesn't she answer the tzore? Because it's not dum yet. The way that he explains it, it's not dum yet the achis isha. Why? Because adam garish latir. How will he be matir? He'll be mivatl at night. Can he be mivatl at night? Suppose someone gives a get of miachsho. Harei at mugreshes al minas. Almenasha loy telchi limokim plain. Loy telchi limokim plain. And then, he says to her, I don't care. I'm a battle that night. Even if you go limokim plain, I still want you to be migrashis. Is it effective? So there is a machlikas rishen. The Rambam says in Perik Ches Milchas Gerashin that if one makes it night that is not miachsho, then he can be mevatled at night, he can be at night, not miachshov. So that means that the gerushin can be chal only upon the fulfillment of the night, but not before that. So she's not migreshes as yet. So then he can be meisif on the night, he can be mevatled at night, because the gerushin won't chal yet. Mashenkin, if someone makes it night of miachshov, so if the night is fulfilled, so then it's a glory Muslim Afreya that she is already migracious. And if it's not fulfilled, she is not migracious. So then it cannot be Mesif on that night, it cannot be Mivatal that night. This is what the Rambam says. המגרש על תנאי, פרק חס מלכת גרש על חלף, אם נסכן מתנאי הרי זה מגרש, אם לא נסכן מתנאי אין מגרש. לפיכוך, יש לבעל לבט להגט, אולי יסב על תנאי לילה, ולהסנת על תנאי אחר, כל זמן של נסכן מתנאי הראשי. אף על פי שגיע גט ליולה. But then he says, ושום נסבויה, שאם אומר לה הרי את מגרש עשמי אחשוב, ומאיים על תנאי כך וכך, או ישום לה הרי את מגרש עשם נס כך וכך, כי שיסקיים התנאי תהיה מגרשס משס ניסינס הגט ליודו לפיכו חיני יוכי לבטי להגט ולא להיסיף על תנאי משהגיע הגט ליודו ואם עובד הוא ניס so he says אין יוכי לבט להגט ולא להיסיף על תנאי משהגיע הגט ליודו because it's ממונף שאחיו יצמח שוב if the tnai is ultimately fulfilled, so she's migrashes, has nothing to do with it. It's misulek. And if the tnai is not fulfilled, so there was no girashin. It's not shayach to say he's mivakel the tnai. Now this is the Rambam shita. Now the Ramo in Simen Kuf Mem Gimel mentions a shita and he paskens like that lechumre b'tirasopi. So the shita of a baloito that even a tnai of miach shov, so you can also be mivatel the tnai. Can also be mivatel the tnai. It's a very strange shita. Oh, in Simen Kuf Mem Gimel, Siv Beis. So the Mechaber mentioned, Mame Zolosh Naram, that I'm Garish Al Tnai, so if it's not Miachshov, so it can be Mesiv, it can be Mevateil, because the Gerishin is not Chal yet, the Gerishin is to be Chal upon the fulfillment of the Tnai. So he said, Vame Dvor Mamurim, if it's not Miachshov. But if it's Miachshov, so Memele, in Yochil, Vat Laget, Leitziv Al Tnai, Mishigi Al Yodo. There's the Shidas Rambam. So then, so then the Rambam says, "The Agoyes could be simin kufnum gimul sibeis v'yeish emrim that will be tnai the niachshov yochel levatlei v'yeish lehachmir lechumer." This is the Baloyito shita. It's a very strange shita. It's mistabel like the Rambam. If it's niachshov, so that means that either she's migreshes already or she's not migreshes. So how can his bitul atnai affect the gerash, the gerash, or the non-gerash, or the non-gerash? So we see that the shita of the Baloyito is that tnai doesn't mean it's a sophic whether there was gerash or there was no gerash. If it will not, it depending upon the fact, upon the future fact. So then it's not shayach to be mivatel at night, because suppose that it turns out that he wasn't mikayim at night. He wasn't mikayim at night. So mimele, according to, so at that time there was no gerushin. It's going to say there was no gerushin. So what if he later on was mivatel at night? How can the gerushin be chal? There was no gerushin mishayte. So apparently the shita of the Baloyito is that tnai doesn't mean that there is gerushin on a certain depending upon a certain contingency whether the tnai will be fulfilled or not. In other words, by every gerushin al tnai there is gerushin, but there is aloche that tnai is miakif. It's not that there is a chaliz gerushin bisofik. There is gerushin. There is a chaliz gerush, not a chaliz gerush on a sofik. There is a chaliz gerush, but there is a loche that tnai is me'akiv. So mimele, the one who is masne that tnai can be mivatel that tnai. So that's the shita of the Baloyito. Anyway, but the shita of the Rambam is not like that. Then the two mentions. The two mentions two days in Simen Kuf Mem Gimel. Now the Mechaba mentions just one day, and the Gro is masik on that shite of the psak of the Mechaba. But there are two days mentioned in the two in Simen Kuf Mem Gimel. Now let's say according to the shite of all the other Rishenim, because most Rishenim do not agree with the shite of the Baloyito that on a tnai of Me'achshov one can be mivat. They say, if it's time Miachshov, so it's Mimonev Sheach. Either if Klapishmai is Galiye, then the Tnai will be Mikuyem. So then the Gerush was Chal already, has nothing to do with her. He is a stranger to her. And if Klapishmai is Galiye, that it is not going to be Mikayim the Tnai, so that means there was no Gerush. So how can he affect the Gerush when Bishayte? The Gerush was not Chal. So most Rishenim Achilik on the Baloyito shita, they say that by Tnai Me'achshov one cannot be Mevatel. But still, so what has to be done? Suppose he is He wants to be mevatel at night. He cannot be mevatel at night. So what should he do? In other words, he wants her to be migoreshes. Even if the tnai is not fulfilled. He said, Ariat migoreshes, al minal shaloi telch lemo complaini. But then, he wants to be mevatel at night. He wants that she should be migoreshes. Even if she goes lemo complaini. So one shita is, and that's the shita Rambam, that all he has to do is to take back the same get, take it from her, he already gave it to her. So to take back the same get and make a new nisinim. So in other words, so where is the original nisinim? Now, let's say, at first, the Gerashin, through the first nisinim, the Gerashin was chal on the basis of a certain contingency. In other words, so the Gerashin was chal then, if she will be mikayim at night, but if she will not, so the Gerashin was not chal. Now when he picks up the get from her, and he gives her again, so then there is a new Gerashin, and it's chal under all circumstances, not on the basis of any contingency. That's the Shinas Ramba. And it's mistaba like that. I mean, why shouldn't he be able? Why shouldn't he be able to take the get, and then make a new nisine? And so too, the original Gerashin was chal on it night on the basis of a certain contingency. But now there is a new Gerash. But then there is a Chuvis Arosh who is chelik on that chita. And it's a very strange Chuvis Arosh. And the Mechaber in Simen Kuf Mem Gimel paskens like the Rosh. But then the Gro and the other Nisikelim, they point out that they are stiras in Mechaber, whatever it is. The Mechaber in Simen Kuf Mem Gimel Siv Tezayin paskens like the Chuvis Arosh. And the Torah also, of course, mentions the Chuvis Arosh. So he says, Omer lo al menashe tel nosi l'tlein. Adzman plein. Harizaget. So then there are 2 days whether she's allowed to get married to anybody, not a plein. So whether until Dezman. So v'yesh v'sheimei ha-shaloi t'nosi ha-shom ha-sisipleini v'yesh v'sheimei ha-shom t'nosi ha-shom yad kiv m'shviyo b'likaimei sh'yev shom ha-nosi loi el medaito. So now it's not chishish, maybe she'll be here on the tna. So that's something else. Then the Mechava says, Omer lo amnashu t'nosi l'pleini, adzman pleini. So he mentions adzman pleini because if it's not adzman pleini, so then it will be chisong chisis. So he says, v'ein takone la hatiro le'isi pleini, Elohim kein yikachenu ha-migarish, V'yarzer v'yigashenu stam. So that's the Chuvis Arosh. It's a very strange chiddush of the Chuvis Arosh. Or Chuvis Arosh, I mean the Gro is a meir on that chiddush. So in other words, not only that he cannot be mivakel at night, but he cannot even pick up the same get and make a new delivery of the get to her. V'yodei l'yodo. That will not be effective even. Why shouldn't it be effective? So the Taz here says, Avolisake take a get chain. The hageto your get gomo. Eloshihikel tnai. Shall it not silly plain? Vare kimo hatnai. Bameshaloi over. So in other words, so mele get chain is ineffective. Gechen is effective. So the Taz explains it. Why? Because there was Geirash. When can picking up the get from her and giving her again be effective if there was no Geirash? But here there was Geirash. So again, in other words, we see that there are 3 shittas. There is 1 shita of the Balehito that he doesn't even have to pick up the get if he wants to be mevatled at night. All he has to do is just to be mevatled. And that cheat of the Balaito is based upon the premise. Is based upon the premise that Gerashin al Tnai doesn't mean it. It's 2 alternatives. One alternative is that there was Gerashin. The other alternative is there was not Gerashin. But we don't know. But Klapishmai it's Gali. So Klapishmai it's Gali. Which way it's going to be? So either there is Gerashin or there is no Gerashin. So if there is Gerashin. So it's not Chayach. If there is Gershon, there is Gershon. It's not Chaya. And if, so she doesn't make Gershon, she has nothing to do with it. And if there is no Gershon, because she is not this, she is not going, I mean, that Tnai is not going to be fulfilled. So there is no Gershon. So he cannot be Mivata, there is no Gershon, that's all. There is no Gershon. So, that's the Shita of the old those Rishonim who are Chilik and Valito. But the Valito Shita is that there is Gershon. There is Gershon. But Tnai is Miyakim. Tnai is Miyakim. And as states says in Ksubes, says in Ksubes, that actually, if now we learn out all the halachas of Noyim from Mishpatim Nigod and Neruv. So Teisve says in Suleis that without the Gzeras HaKosuv of Mishpatim Nigod, one would say, in other words, let's say if there is no Tnai Kofel and all these requirements, so then it's Noyim Botel or Ma'isek Hayim. Why? Because of the Gzeras HaKosuv of Negod of Nehum. But if there hadn't been Exeras HaKosuv, one would say Mitzaraswara. So then the Maise wouldn't be Kayon because he wants it that way, he doesn't want it any other way. So Teisve in Ksuve says no. The Chidesh of Tnai Negod of Nehuven is that where the Tnai is not fulfilled under certain circumstances, so then the Tnai is mivatel demais. The non kiyum atnai is mivatel demais. The mivatel demais. And without the Gzeras HaKosuv, I would say that in all tnoi, even if the tnai is not fulfilled, the gerush nisham. That's what Teisve says in Ksuvos. So we see from that tnai doesn't mean it is. That there are two alternatives. Either there is Gerushin or there is no Gerushin. But we don't know the facts. Do you know the facts? No. Actually, tonight there is Gerushin. There is a Chalitza Gerushin. But the Bitl HaTnai defeats the Gerushin. Defeats the Gerushin. So, Mimele, the Balito Shite is, since there is a Chalitza Gerushin, but the Bitl HaTnai defeats the Gerushin, so Mimele, he can be Mivat. He can be Mivat. Of course, all the other Rishonim say he cannot be Mivat. But most Rishonim, Achilik and the Rosh, and they say, while he cannot be Mivat, but he can pick up the get from her and make a new Nisiner. Make a new Nisiner, so it's hard. But the Hotchumis or Shitty is, no, that he cannot be making a new Nisiner. And if he wants her to be Mikoreshes, even if the Tnai is not fulfilled, so then he has to be Mikadisha anew and give a new get without any Tnai. So the Taz explains it. See, the Aget or your get gone. In other words, why can't the new Nisiner be effective? Because again, the Shita of the Balito is based upon the premise that neither is Gerushin, but Tnai is Me'akev, and the other Shita, that is the other pole, that not only he cannot be Mivate, but he cannot even pick up the get and give her making unisine, but he has to be Mikadisha on you. And then Mikadisha is also based upon the same premise. Because if there hadn't been any Gerushin, why shouldn't he be able to be Mikadisha on you without new Gerushin? The answer is no, because there was Gerushin. But Nai is Miyake. So Mimele, since there was Gerushin already, but Nai is Miyake, so how can he realize another Gerushin? There was Gerushin already, but Nai is Miyake. So Mimele, there is no way of divorcing her, even with unconditionally, only by being Mikadosh her anew and give her a new get. I mean, so in other words, we have three shittes in regard to Tnoi. The shita is Balayito. The shita is Balayito. That he can even, by Tnai Ma'achshav, he can even be Mevatel the Tnai. We don't have to resort to a new Nisine. And then the shita of most Rishonim. That Mevatel, he cannot, and there's a shita is Rambam, but by Tnai Ma'achshav. But he can pick up the get and make a new Nisine. And then the new Nisine is Chal unconditionally. And then the Shita of the Chumash Arosh and the Mechaba Paskens like that in Sinikot Mem Gimel, that even that isn't effective. Even that's effective. Now, Teis says that we here explain Avoli Shishi, the explain the Yerushalmi, Avoli Shishi, Shoyisa Tolu Bin Gad, Shiryotzi Atereno, Liyov, and Kidim Shiyamasochim Shinoso. So, what does it mean? So certainly, this Teisver certainly does not agree with the Chumash Arosh. Because if we agree with the Chumash Arosh, how is it Shiryotzi Atereno, Liyov? Why? Because he'll. So, how can he be Mater Liyov? Reuven. How can Reuven be Mater Eliyom? The one who was Migarish Esishte and Chutz Biplayim. How can he be Mater Eliyom? Kedishim Otor Shinoso. Unless, I mean, he's Migarish. Unless he's Mikadesh. He's Mikadesh. And then he's migarish without utnoy. So that doesn't mean that he's shim yotzi atereno liyov. So obviously, when Teisa says avol ishishisho yisa tolu migarish shim yotzi atereno liyov kidin shiyom usochiv shenoso, so that has reference to one of two things: either by being mivatil that night, it's in accordance with the shita of the Balei Ketubot, or the other shita, that he, even though he cannot be mivatel, but he can give the getter anew, make a new nisine. So mainly is liyode, but the fact that he can be merkadish and make a new gerish, and that wouldn't be called the is liyode. So it's muchach from this day's verse that he is chilek on the shita of the Chuvasot. Alright, so what is the teretz of the Yerushalmi according to the Rizv Shal? In other words, when is an elbow? When does an elbow ask the tzore if it's not biyode to remove the Yisar elbow? Mashein kein, if it is biyode to remove the Yisar elbow, so then she doesn't ask the tzore. Now the Rosh mentions that Yerushalmi, and he mentions two pshat in the Yerushalmi. One pshat is like the Rizv pshat, and then there's another pshat. Oh, of Yerushalmi poro b'risham garish. Hotsiv Rav Chanina b'shem Rav Pinchas, v'lo yisne sheish esrenoshi, ki Rav Lazer. Omer Rav Mane, kvorit matamon, atir osa atoro. Pramoche hu osholo. V'oche perushim. Kol tesvav noshim mosot on teiro liyovim afil kalosei veishe sochid mimei shasu al yidushin belo ishim tnai neseres bidushin stam abo hoche al ditnai nesro ki man al tnai esro ki amgarish osro al ditnai shalei him kalu dam lachesi sho. So that's not like the Rizv Shal. So it's not dam ye lachesi sho, because here through a tnai they became us. Through a tnai became us. Iname, o iname hoche perushe. Tamon atir osa oto, v'yachas shen osa ames, eim lo heta li isyav, kishiyom osa ames, mipnei shenu isa shebo tolu, b'shimodo mitzna biyode, tu b'mata li isa. Elo b'tir osa osa oto, avu b'ishishish, ho isa tolu b'mgarish, iz biyode yob b'mgarish, to remove the avu. Shim yirtze, yatireno li yob, mkinim shiyom osa ames, shen osa. Kinim shiyom osa ames, shen osa. So that's like the Rishit. That's like the Rishit. Alright, now Diktone Sheish Aroi is Chmures Meir. So my time will die is Masnissen, the Masnissen Rabbi Yudi. The Osa Abanus and Sovit. This is what Rabbi meant when he said to Levi in the Meir Mikotkov. The tamer, the maisal gedaito, the hane the real, the ledaike misayim. So the question is, of course, it is obviously muchach from the second mishnah that the tane of this mishnah yivomes, agrees with Rabbi Yud, because he says sheish aroi is chmures meilu. So, and he mentions simei. So what does it mean Inay? If it's Nisua Sobi, so that's Eish Sobi, so that's mentioned already. El Lavanuza Sobi. And it says Mitish Nisua is Lachirim. Lachirim mean Lachim Lei. So in other words, so why Lachim Loi? Because Anuza Sobi is also. So it's a Raya Brule. That the Tanya of this Mishnah holds like Habiyude. So how, so what was the Havamin of the Gemara? Now it's certainly muchach, since Ime is mentioned in the second Mishneh among the Shesh Arayis Chmuras Meilu. So it's a raya that it cannot be mentioned in the Reish. Why can't it be mentioned in the Reish? The answer is because it's like Rabbi Yehuda. The town of the Mishnah holds like a beauty. The Ishlema, the Kashel and Levi, the Havel and Nisne, the Reishe, the Zay, who we say, the Loy Havel and Nisne, the Hey, the Havel Gab, the Os, Kirabiude, Havel and Nisne, Shisho also, the Ova, the Os, the Shona, the Rebbe, the Pluch, the Kamayre, who the Ilo Kamayre. Now then, Rabbi Yehuda name Mishkachas Lei, the Yehova Avinos. Yehova Avinos. So the Gemara's Teretz is the Yehova Avinos. Teime, the Beloi of Avinos, if name Mishkachas Lo, without the violation of an Aveir, of a certain Isa. So it's all, it can also be visualized. For example, Shekidesh Veloi Ba, Tafil Abayi Domal Ferik Basra Digush, Gabal Mon Le King God, Kiddish Leike, and Mishim Mufsid Lo Yika, Avel Oche Lo Yika Alexi. So in other words, where we was Mitabish, we Lo Yivak. Now we have a Mach Leike between Abay and Rove Yigdushin, Taisu Yigdushe, let's say, Yigrushe Le Kein Edye, Yigrushe Le Kein Edye. So Rabbi says Kiddush like a darling. Let's say if he was Mikadish, a king is Mikadish Gerushe, King Mikadish Gerushe, or a king Godel is Mikadish Malmone, so he's Chayav Malkus because of Leika. And if he's Baal without Gushin, so he's Chayav Malkus because of the Echale. Rabbi, and Chesam Medal, Kiddush Leike, by Yisur Ekdush, Boa Leike, Kiddush Leike, Mishem Leikach, Boa Leike, Mishem Leikach, Rob Omar, Boa Leike, Loi Boa Leine Leike, Mishum Dechsiv Leikach, Loi Yechale, My Tam Leikach, Mishum Leikach. Then the Gemara says, maybe Abai be Marzi, even though Abai says that Kiddush by itself without Bia is Chayv Malkes, but Marzi Kreshosfei, Abai is made it. She did very well in the lake. We don't do how by the rich and wash it with tachto. So in other words, there must be, liesle, and so there must be beer. If there is no beer, so then he's not. Umayda Rove became God of Amale, Umbavali Kibbutz Aleike. Now here we have a matzvot between Rashi and the Rambam. So Rashi explains when Gemara says he made a rov between God and Amana, Shin Bar and Kiddush Aleike, and the Chazari Bar and Rachmon Bar Ochel. So Rabbi doesn't limit himself only to King God of Amana. He means any form of Rishon. And the same thing is true of Queen Hedid Bikrus. So in other words, when Rabbi says, when Rabbi says, that
Leike. Leike and Leike, so it's not a problem for us to be both. Tikdush Nenbu. Rabbi, where is the process? That this man itself is so not
Thank you. Zaking Gordon. Mi libero fanno a più dritti di ogni sangue e sangue e sangue e che risa se ti rifugge più fuori insieme di ogni momento se ti rifugge se ti rifugge più fuori insieme e più dritti di ogni momento e non è il caso di ogni disco come se il momento è più libero.
He says there is a lot of this, but it's not
true. It's more violent, I mean, it's more important. But there are some
Kushin. There is a love there, Ice.
Of course, there is no Kamas. There's just
a love there.
Now, one could argue
that
what the food falls
is rooted only to Achizus. But it's not that there should be a special aloha of Achizus. After all, I mean, all the house of the same day. And from the rest of the mitzvah reishvot, Erva Zisho of Achizus, so the Rabbi has four points. The Rima Shul Yisra Odom Beis Achizus. ולא יפנו את זה חזה בחי או רשם, את מגיע של הרשם, זה לא מבין של אחי סור יסיק החוץ, או... אולי, so then he says, דינגס, עזור הזו בכל מוקים ובכל זמן, ואיבר עולהו ושוחד עם האחיס, בין על דניסים, בין דרזנוס, בחי או רשם, או במזית חי וקורס. ועם ישדים ועשרוי הלוקים בשדי כמי וחרוס קבוע ומצס ואפילו נוסע על דחופו וקדושן אין צריכו ממנו גט שאין קדושן תפסו בערי אצלה צריכו גט אבל מכל מוקים מסחייה ואין זה בהם מייסר הקדושן שהתירו אומר לו יסיקח ומשמע לא סמקדושן ואפל גב דימוב אבלוקח כלי מה שקידה יש לו מהנלו כלי מה שאינו מכחוסי וסומבבו וניצורך ממנו גט מכל מוקי נסחי בכך מוסמר וזה הדין איני באוכי בלבד לאו בשור הרייס הוא שאם נוסו בחסק הסתה ונמצא הרייס ימצא לו גט נתם שמר שאין דושן תפסם ברייס. So he says, Ba'achesi Shalom spells it out, that there is a love the Raisa because the Torah said, Loisika. So if one wants to be an action and say, so according to Tumuch, it's only Ba'achesi Shalom because there the Torah uses the Loshin. There the Torah uses the Loshin. Does anyone have a Chumash here? No? Not necessarily. Oh, thank you. I don't. Now, so it's true that the chinuch is midayik the Losh Torah because the Torah says v'yishol achiso v'sikach litzreyo v'talis avosav l'chayel v'sikach. So that means even without beer, just kiche, even though it's no kiche, I mean it's no gdush, but the ma'isik dush, that has no effect. So that is also midrais. And but the other most arayas are not formulated by the Torah in terms of resikach. So it's ervas abicha verasim cholisikali ucholisikala voso. But there is another ervo that the Torah mentions kich. Ervas isho ubito. Ucholisikali is vazno vesbaz bito. Ucholisikach ligali savos. So in other words, so it's certainly true in regard to Yishol Bito. Basno is Nas Bito. So it says Loisikach holds. And to say that according to Chinuch there is an Isra Raisa only Bachisishtei and Basishtei and Chameisei and Imchomov, but not let's say the other Raisa is not Mistaber. But one thing, so it's more mistaber that all arayas have the same din. all arayas are the same din. So since the Torah mentions that in connection with Achis Isha, so it applies to all arayas. There is a nisa de rais, there is a nisa de rais, and something else is mashma from the chinuch. Well, because the chinuch, so when he discusses the chiyuv kores, so he says l'gabe Achis Isha v'neeges hazor hazu b'chol mokim b'chol zman v'ivir oleo v'shoch haf im achis b'in al b'nisuyim b'in deres news b'chayor ishin amezit chayuv kores. So he mentions bia. So when is the chiyuv kores only bia? But b'dushniat. But then he says, "Avol mikol mokim mischayev oisib emaisi kushin mischayev." What mischayev? Not kores. So in other words, what could it be malchus? Since the Torah says v'ishel achis only sikach b'tzchayev. So in other words, he's even allowed. So there is even malchus for maisi kushin. That's the shite of the chinuch. But from the Roshna Rambam, it's not mashma like that. The Rambam l'chesishes. פרק ד' מחסישס הלוך ידוויס המקדן שחס מן הרייס לא יוסו כלום שאין קדושין תפסין ליהבו חוץ מן הנידו שהמקדן של הנידו הרי זה מקדש לקדושין מול. So the Rambam solution is המקדן שחס מן הרייס לא יוסו כלום. So it's much more, there is no is, there's a war, it's nothing. So but the chinuch shite is that there is a nisa de reise, he loved the reise to be mikadesh, to be mikadesh one of the arayas, to be mikadesh one of the arayas. So if there is a nisa de reise in a nisa kores where the kedushin has no effect whatsoever, so lachas kama v'chamo in chayov elavim where the kedushin is tevis, there is certainly a nisa de reise, certainly nisa. Alright, but that's of taste shit is not like that. V'yesh lo ima d'shem osu l'kadesh m'rabon shem olive v'afiru yimut alikacho חושב די מטעם שעושה לו עבירה ואם תאימה אפילו על ידי די איך המשפחס לו הורב יהודה סובה כרב הקי ובפי דלת מיסס ומאנים דושים תאים שמחה יום עליו. So he proved in his brother, the deceased brother, he was מקדש דם מוסה סובי. So the דושים is not תאיבס, דושים not תאיבס, because the price in Sanhedrin says that Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Akiva that the Kedushin is mechayev olam, and then but the Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishneh, does anyone have any more Sanhedrin? No. But the Mishnah Sanhedrin that in Gimel Medalev says Habo aleim chayev ala al mishmeim u mishmei shesa Yudeim er in a chayev ala mishmei nova in a chayev ala mishmeim bilva. So that's the Mishnah. So it's a special halach that Habo aleim according to Rabbi Yudeim in the Mishnah Abu Alein, who is also an Eishes Av, so he's not Chayiv to Chatoetz. Tanya Rabbi Yudei Meir, but then the price says, Rabbi Yudei Meir, Im Lohoi So Yimei Ruya Lohobim, In Chayiv Elo Mishamein Bova. So that means only if she was not Ruya Lohobim, but if she was Ruya Lohobim, so he's Chayiv to, for to, Mishamei Eishes Av, Mishamein. So in other words, so there is Machlekes between the Mishnah and the price. So, as to the view of Rabbi Yehuda. So the more as the kashe, my meruyele, ilo ime chayo mishchis, chayo mishis bezden, michlau vichabon and sabah, avokav vine ruyele, holes le dush migavo. So what does it mean in a ruyele? Elo chayo vlam. The Rabbi Yehuda sova lo kereba akile. The omar in dush and tapes im chayo vlam. In dush and tapes im chayo vlam. So that's the price. So the price says like this. But the Mishnah is not like that. Oh. So it takes his cash is in Tamer a few of the year, which carries what a bit of solar crabative, he got missed on the vision of Alam. He is limited to solar ashaski price also. A look at Masnis in the Polygalo. They, the alcohol of Masnis in the Hoch and the Sabre Bohoker of you. Our Mishnah, even though it agrees with Rabbi Yehuda's din,
with Rabbi Yudas Din that Anusa Soviv is Osea, but it certainly lets assume that Rabbi Yudas agrees with Rabbi Akiva. But our Mishneh only agrees with Rabbi Yudas Din or that Anusa Soviv is Osea, but not, it doesn't agree with Rabbi Akiva. How do we know the Katonim of Yerik Beis is a Litzel is a Dushach lets us when we see a Memes being Dushin Teishim Chayim Olam Chlitzen Amal Eteboy Chlitzen Amal Eteboy. So, because there's the aloha, because Chayim Olav may call it Rabbi Akiva, is like Chayim Etrises, Lididam. Vim Teima, the Chayim Olav, the Shei, Minolan, the Lisova. So that relates to the Veit. To the Veit. Because the Veit, in the Veit, Teisra says that there is a Raya from the Mishneh, that the Mishneh doesn't agree with Rabbi Akiva. But, so Teisra says, no. What's the raya? Because the Mishneh mentions Isurik Dushe, that Chletzes lo Misya Bemes, and according to Rabbi Akiva, so it doesn't, it's not even Chletzes, it's an Ervo. But the raya is only that our Mishneh holds that Lechol Apoches Isurik Dushe Kedushin is Davis. But maybe Chayav Elavim Disheya, Kedushin is not Davis, according to the Tanu of our Mishneh. Winter Hailam, the shame known by some must listen to him, that he submits his admission for his couple on Kinamon Kigon, which also he had it from Sassil Israel. But Hailam, the shame might be Mohammed, because there is such a Mandoma. There is such a Mandoma, Daphne Tess in Yvomes, who says that Hailam, the shame of Dushin is not a face, but Hailam is so like Dushin is a face. So Dushin is Davis. So how do we know that the Tana of the Mishneh does not hold like Rabbi Akiva in regard to Chayim Olav and Dishei? They may read Al Kol Chochmas Nissen Sova that Afilu B'Chayim Olav and Dishei Dushin Davis Liktone Sheish Aroyes Liktone Ches Aroyes Grushose Yochlitzose Dinim Moyu. Because what does the second Mishneh mention? The second Mishneh mentions certain Noshim that could not be mentioned in the first Mishneh. In the first Mishneh. Why? Because Kedushin is not Eifetz. Kedushin wouldn't be Eifetz. So he mentioned Sheish Aroyes. Sheish Aroyes. Eish Esovi. And other Aroyes. So, V'legotone Ches Aroyes. Why doesn't he mention two more? Grushose Yochlitzose. So, the more you hear is Lunosi Rochi, or your Petrus or Sayem, Kihayovich Rises, given the induction to Ipsi. So then he could mention Hayovalav and Bisheya, that's it, Roshose, that means that Marzek Roshose Laha Shahoy Solish, or Chutose, so then there is a law of the Raise of Sholivne, given Sholibono Sholivne. So, and there is no chorus, because that's the special Zasakos of it's only an Isalab of the Yidne, but chorus there isn't. So the second Mishneh could mention Chesaroyes, and the two additional ones could be Kroshosei Uchlitzosei. Dim Yochim Rosn Rosi Lochim Repeats are saying Kayavikis, Kedushin Tapesimen. Elabadai, Kedushin Tapesimen. So, Mimele, they cannot be mentioned in the second Mishneh, because your local is shy of the new daffy, or your hail is really not in the rocky. Lower your patriots, I say it. Please, I say it. Vay, so it's a raya that the Tana of this Mishnah holds that Gdushin even Hayori is taken by your love, even by your love in the shape. Vay, it is the dark day to the knock at a Mrs. Sobib, she may, but we knock at a Mrs. Sobib star. Another right. Because it's mentioned, and Mrs. Sobib, she may. Shehime, why can't he mention if the Tanya of our Mishneh holds, like Rabbi Akiva, in regard to the Chayav Olav and the Sheya? So even Anus HaSoviv, why does he have to mention just Anus HaSoviv? Why does he have to mention Ime Anus HaSoviv? Just Anus HaSoviv itself, not Ime. Just Chayav Olav and the Sheya. So Gdushin is not Ime, so it's an Elvo. Vintema kivin di masnis sova kira biude di osa vandu sa sovi in kira ko sova name di dushin teisu di chayu olam. So before Teisra said, because there is a price in Sanhedrin daf nun gimu that Rav Yude agrees with Rav Akiva, so Teisra says no, so our Mishneh does not agree with that price, But those ideas, mashib. But without the braise, it appears from the Gemara Dafuntes that the two aloches of whether so are told one the other. Give the masnis and some of the Yudah. The also one who says sobi in kiyakor some name the division teach mechali olam. The botal kli mucha misibachil is in first time the Rabbi Akiva. Why does Rabbi Akiva say that the division teach mechali olam? Because of the smichus. Because legalik tafoviv, and then next word is mentioned. And what imamzer is only from those that dushin is not eifes. So since lo yovi imamzer bekal adishem is mentioned next to legalik tafoviv, so that means that the offspring of the iser of anusa soviv, which is chayav elanun, is imamzer. If it's imamzer, that means dushin is not eifes. So but according to Shimon Atimoni, that legalik tafovi has reference to Shimeres Yovim Shalaviv, so that's Chayovich Rizes. So Yovim Mamzer, so the Mamzer is only from Chayovich Rizes, not from Yovim. But once we say like Rabbi Yehuda that Galik Nafoviv means Anuzes Oviv, so then we should dash in the Smichus that the Mamzer is from Chayovim, the Melech Dushin is not even. The first time that we came to the Ishmael Chayovim, which is the summer of Rabbi Yehuda, the make the Galik Nafoviv is a Soviv, the summer of Yovim Mamzer, we came. In the Masnis name, have a mamza. We call it a mamza in the tapes in the Mukha Bechametuch. The Ishlema, Yafalga, the Masnis Mukma Mikrobanus Asovi, Mikomokim Rabbe Mamza, Mul Rabbi Yeshua. So it's true that Rabakib himself, Darshins, deduces the Aloche, that the Indushin is Mikhail Lavin because of that Smichus, but we find other Tanoim. Let's say Rabbi Yeshua. So that's the only use as a moshe, because Rabbi Yeshua Shiti is that the mamzer is only from Chayov Mrs. Bez, and these Mechayov Mishrises, no Mrs. Bez, so he's not a mamzer. Yeah, for God must be smoke a comment, he'll become a mamzer from Rabbi Yeshua, they make legal, we should not have a shalom. Afloch is some of the mamzer of Chayov Mrs. Bez. But the question is, since the Yavi mamzer of the Kalad Hashem is mentioned next to Igalik Tafovich, so whatever legalik tafoviv means, let's assume that legalik tafoviv means shemeres yom shaloviv. But shemeres yom shaloviv, there is no Mrs. Benzin, there is only chorus. So then we should deduce that lechol apoches, the offspring of Chayovich Chrises, is a mamzer, and Rabbi Yeshua says that he's not a mamzer. Avlo zolav mamzer b'chayov Mrs. Benzin, dashin leikah adav Chayovich Chrises. So how does he dashin the smichus mileikah at Chayovich Mrs. Benzin? Because first it says, then we call it Snapovi, then we yobi Potsuadako Koshov Kaladishev, and then we yobi Mamzer Bikaladishev. So Rabbi Kiva Darshans, that Shinam Luikach, Luikachisha Seshesovi, at Hayovim, the Havahayovim is best, Adli Kale, the Havahayovim is a Mamzer. In other words, it's Adloy Abdechla. So in the same way, the Tan of the Mishneh, Rabbi Yehuda can dash. We must listen. Meloyikach adle yigale shehu chayav elavim have mamzer. Veloy chayav elavim bichlal. Yalla chamur. All right. Just one piece of Gemara. Omer leRish Lakish leRabbi Yechon leLevi deOma. Now the fourth line. Levi Doma, the Namekotone, Leisna Achilles Livente, Bechosa Likicho, Umez Veliborn, the Niged in Yasuro, Soroso Name Asuro, according to Levi, that the Tan of the Mishnah mentions even things that are based upon the violation of a certain Isaiah. Now, the Aloche is that if one gives Chlitze to the Yivome, he's not allowed to marry her after the Chlitze. Now, in this chorus, it is according to everybody, even according to Rish Lakish, because there is a special nituk, a special zirasakos of loyiv, asher loyivne, kivim shaloybono, shuv loyiv. So, the moment he is chilitz loyivente, so it's loybono, so shuv loyivne is not allowed to marry her. So the Torah here read was minatik. The chiyuv kores of ishesach to ilav of loyiv, So in other words, so it's only Chayov Lav. So it's only Chayov Lav. The Rambam says that it's only the Sefer. I mean, that's a difficult time. But from this Gemara it appears that there is a Lav Mamish, a Lav Derais, a Lav Mamish. But Torah is not, because there is a need to by the Torah. So the Levi the Amadi Namikotone. So the Tan of the Mishnah mentions things that are chetintzes that are contingent upon the violation of a certain isa, so he can mention another avo. Leisna achilis livemtei vichoza vikich. So now, according to Rish Lakish, there is the machleket between Rabbi and Rish Lakish. Now, if one is achilis livemtei, and so he's not allowed, no one is allowed to marry her, the woman, once she got chlitz. But suppose someone marries her, is a chayiv kores or not? So one thing is clear, is considered by everybody, even according to the Shlokish, that the chlitz himself is not chayiv kores, because there is a nituk. So there is a nituk for love, but no kores. How about the other brothers who didn't give chlitz? So Rabbi Yochanan says that this nituk applies to all the brothers. Mashiach Rish Lakish says the nituk applies only to this, to the chilitz, not to the other brothers. And as far as other brothers are concerned, so there is an Isar Ishisach, there is chorus. So Rish Lakish says, Rabbi Yochanan says to Rabbi Yochanan, So then he didn't have air. He was not allowed to be Mikadish. But the Kedushin was tapest because there is no chorus, just the lab. And then he made the Liboni. So she was Nifeles to the brothers. So the media the Asuro, so also Nama Asuro. So that's another Elvo, because vis-a-vis the brothers there is no need to Omalei. So Rabbi Yochanan said the reason is why the Mishnah doesn't mention this Elvo, Lifisheino Bitzor Asoro, because here all the brothers are Asuro and they are Chayiv Kores for her. So it's not possible that one of the brothers should be able to be Miyabim her. And then there should be, then when there is a second Nifile, so we have the Shaila of Tzor Asor, because she's Asuro to all the brothers. Because Rabbi Yochanan says that when one is chelitz, so there is a nituk from kores to lav, not only in respect to the chelitz, but in respect to all the brothers. So the dvorav koma. So in other words, he gave that teretz alibe the Rish Lakish shita, because Rish Lakish shita that the nituk applies only to the chelitz, not to all the brothers. So he says, "Lidi chayu lav me, b'chayu lav nichlitz liyivninu, el nidoch chayu b'chrisus ninu." So why doesn't it mention? So the reason is why it doesn't mention Lifi Shein on Bitsorasa. Thank you.